Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this Ascension Sunday. Today's homilist is yours truly, Bishop Deb. And now let us prepare our hearts to welcome our Lord and Savior. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open. All desires known, from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. And you alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and to restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for the Ascension of our Lord. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote all about that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. All thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between lections is Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Blessed are you, God of all the earth. You have called us out of every people and nation to be a royal priesthood and citizens of your holy city. May our words of praise call the world to turn to the joy of fellowship with you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning with the 15th verse. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. According to the working of his great power, God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him the head over all things of the church, which is his body, for the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of all these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Today,
we're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension, when our Lord rose bodily into heaven. What a glorious event. For the disciples, the ascension comes on the heels of 3 years of amazing highs and gut-wrenching lows. In that time, they accompanied Jesus, and they learned from him. They saw the miracles he worked and the faith of the people leading up to his arrest and crucifixion. After that horrible time, how amazed and overjoyed they must have been to have him back with them, sharing more and deeper teachings than ever before. And now he is leaving again. The disciples have lost him before when he died on the cross. They were heartbroken in their grief, confused and lost without their master. The joy at his return was boundless, but now he is again going from them. After a short time together with him, he's once more leaving them. But this time is different. They are different. They've learned from Jesus in the weeks after his resurrection, not in mysterious stories to be puzzled out, but in clear teachings. We see in today's gospel, he opened their mind to understand the scriptures. They face this loss with a deeper understanding of God's movement in their lives. They understand in a deeper way that they are connected to Jesus. They are one in him. And through him, they are connected forever one with God. They had greater insight into God's plan as they watched it unfold. And they saw Jesus conquer sin and death. And they came to realize the unbreakable link binding them to Jesus and the Father. But knowing doesn't ease the pain of goodbye. It was only natural that they would be sad, so glorious as the event was, at the knowledge that Jesus would no longer sit with them, teach them, break the bread with them. Jesus comforts them in verse 49. He says, "And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." What that power is, they don't know. But it must have been a comfort to know that even from beyond their sight, Jesus would still be helping them. We can understand the disciples' feelings. Our lives, too, have been a tangle of delightful highs and excruciating lows. Loss? We know about the pain of loss. So many people are seeing their jobs evaporate as businesses close, corporations downsize, outsource jobs. Like the poor people in Kansas, families across the world have lost their homes to natural disasters, fires raging out of control in Alberta, up in northern Ontario as well. People are worried about evacuation. Maybe we know what it's like to lose your health, watching your abilities and even your mind diminish and cloud over. How painful for all concerned. Maintaining a relationship is a special challenge in this era of social media. Virtual relationships can make real-life relationships seem dull by comparison. Faithfulness and honesty are beginning to seem as hard to find as unicorns. The loss of a relationship can bring every aspect of our life and our future into question. And then there's death, perhaps the most painful loss we'll ever feel. It could be the loss of our furry or feathery or finny or scaly friends whose loss can devastate us. They love us with such wholeheartedness. How can we not feel it when their lives end? It could be the unspeakable loss of a loved one. How can we ever prepare to lose the most important people in our lives? How can we face life without them? Facing life without whatever loss we have suffered seems impossible. We may go on, the pangs of the initial grief may become less sharp, but life will not, cannot go back to what it was. We share the loss and confusion the disciples faced at the crucifixion, the joy of Easter, only to be brought to yet another goodbye. And like the disciples, we too have been given understanding by Jesus that what we see is not all there is. There is more to the disciples' story and more to ours, no matter how painful and difficult the present may be. We know that God is ever with us. We know that Jesus supports us and upholds us in our trials. We know that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. As Christians, we believe these things, yet sometimes it feels as though God's gone on holiday. How can we get through those times when God feels so far away? You may have seen one of those hidden object puzzles that show a busy scene along with a list of items to locate. We can pore over a puzzle convinced that whatever we're looking for isn't there at all. Then there it is. We spot it right where we'd looked a dozen times. It was there all along in plain sight. We just didn't see it. When we're struggling through the loss or trial, we may feel as though we're trapped in one of those puzzles, looking for an answer we cannot find. There's no way out, we think. We feel doomed. We cannot see an answer, so we feel as though the answer doesn't exist. But there is an answer, clearly given in today's gospel. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. Worship him, remain in joy, continually bless God. Everything in life can fail us. People, governments, even the earth we stand on. We even fail ourselves. Our own efforts seem inadequate to the difficulties that we face. But God is different. God's love is firm and fixed, unshakable. When we are at our worst, God's love is at its deepest. Nothing we can do will change God's love for us. And when we turn to him, God's forgiveness utterly is without limit. We are God's own children, forever his beloved ones. Forever because God is eternal. From age to age, God is. Before there was a world or the merest dot of creation, God was there. And God is here today. Wherever two or more gather, Jesus is. Here, now, in this place. Wherever you are, God is. God is with us at every moment, loving us, forgiving us, upholding us, calling us into deeper union. Jesus promised the disciples power, and he offers us that same power, the power to navigate the trials and losses of our lives with peace. When Jesus said he would send the disciples what the Father promised, power from on high, they took him at his word. And so can we all. So can you when life gets confusing or painful or just too hard. We don't know what's coming. We don't know what answer to expect. But we can count on the power Jesus speaks of in today's gospel. We need that power. And the disciples show us the path to receiving us. Worship God, remain in joy, continually bless God. Worship God, for he is holy, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Remain in joy, being mindful of the many gifts we have received over our lives and throughout each day. Continually bless God, even when times are hard. Praise God anyway. Blessing God's name, telling of the good that God has done in our lives. When we follow these steps, we can be certain of God's blessing, which will transform our lives by transforming us. We will see hard days. The disciples still had to see Jesus leave them. But being transformed by God's blessing, we will find the power from on high, the strength and that peace beyond understanding, to get through whatever dark days may come, and to get through them with unshaken faith, with unbroken serenity, because we are upheld by God himself. Worship him, remain in joy, bless God. This is the answer to whatever troubles your hearts, my friends. Like the disciples, take Jesus at his word. You will not be disappointed. Amen.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory," that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy and the holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
that isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by his power, wars and famine may cease throughout all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may reveal the light of the presence of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened, remembering especially Philip, Charlene, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Gary, Nancy, Victor, Bruce, June, Donna, Bill, and Dave. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth and the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com.
join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.